Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for listening. This one is going to be slightly confessional style. It seems like Aquarius season is requiring me to be open and vulnerable. Just a little slight preamble to all of this. Everything that I'm going to say is 100% true as lived by me. However, the way that any actions or words or anything were perceived by someone else, I can't speak to that at all. And everyone is entitled to like feel any type of way that they want to feel about any given situation, because we all experience everything differently depending on who we are, where our wounds are, where we're at in our life, how aware we are of our traumas and like all of that. So that's just my disclaimer. And this isn't tea. This is just, you know, sorry, I'm trying to drink more water. Take a drink of water. Dude, this podcast that I listen to, Revolution Ramblings, which if you're not listening to it, it's so good, and it's just really helped me a lot. So I definitely recommend it. But she's always telling us to drink water, and I'm really trying to actually drink water as much as I can, because I've always been bad at it, man. Anyway, so let's just call this the catch up. Or if you're new to me and new to the podcast and you don't know me, then let's call this the get to know me. I don't know. So we're coming to the end of a 7-year cycle. So now's a really good time for, like I was talking about in the last one, just letting things go. Anything that's blocking us or keeping us, whatever, held on to all the shitty stuff, you got to let it go. And sometimes part of letting it go is just saying it. So I don't know who's listening to this, and I don't think it's a whole lot of people. But I think it'll probably find the right people, or just gain some insight into who I am, if it's not relevant to you. But really, the root cause, or you know, what sort of set all of this insanity off, is when my husband passed away. He was 29 years old, about to turn 30, just died of a heart attack. We had been through like a whole bunch of shit. We got married very young. we just got married very young. We were kids. I think that we both, in a way, sort of just wanted to get out of our homes and like start a new chapter. I definitely loved him, and he was definitely a good man. But I don't think that we were long-term compatible. And I always felt very guilty about that. Always, like in the back of my mind, I thought, I don't know if this is like my forever mate. But he was just such a good man and such a kind person that how do you end something like that? You can't. And there was a point where I sort of had tried to end it, and I didn't feel like I got a lot of support from my inner team, if you will, the people that were closest to me. I feel like, I mean, I lost friends over it, or people that I thought were my friends that like immediately dropped me the minute that I even questioned my marriage. But it just, I mean, we had just, so to sum up, we had just been through a lot of stuff and we had worked it out and we had gotten back together and we spent a year together that was just really a good year. Like we were really making progress in our marriage and we were starting to talk about having a baby. And that had always been a bone of contention because I had wanted a baby and he didn't think that we were ready. And I honestly, we probably weren't, but I still wanted one. So anyways, we had had a really good year and made a lot of progress. And then he died. And I didn't know what to do on like basically every level. We had just bought a house. I couldn't afford the house. I wanted to keep the house. I tried to keep the house. I tried to make as much money as I could, albeit my budget skills were all fucked up. And at that point, I was sort of doing, I mean, right after he died, I was like waiting tables and making okay money, but like really just sort of depressed and not knowing how to deal with it and alone. And I just didn't feel like I had a lot of support from my family. I feel like my family was really divided at that point. My parents were going through a divorce, and that was sort of like overtaking everything, the energy of that. I felt like even at the funeral, I didn't sit with my parents at my husband's funeral because they didn't want to sit with each other. And then I didn't want to pick one or the other to sit. It was just like, it was just like having to think about stuff like that when I didn't know what to think at all. And I had been depressed even before that. So, and kind of a mess, but that was really just like tipping point shit. And, it just, all of it pissed me off. Everything around the funeral and his death and everything pissed me off. It was just like, no one could get along. No one could come together. No one could, I didn't feel any sort of, it wasn't that people weren't reaching out, but it just felt so like, we don't know how to deal with this and you're an adult and figure it out, B, is kind of how it felt. And I don't think I was the best at expressing everything that I was feeling, but you would just think there's a certain amount of people that would be able to like see, oh, this chick is not okay. So I was mad at my family. And that sucks to say. I hate it, but it is the truth. And for a long time, I thought that all of my familial resentment sort of came from just my father, and that's like a whole other thing. But the truth is, yeah, I felt really kind of left to my own self-destructive devices by my family. And this is not like a airing, I'm not, you know, going to go into like all of the things, but I didn't feel like I had a lot of support. I didn't know what to do, you know? And I just got on a path of like super, 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 super self-destructive shit. I was like sleeping with guys I didn't need to be sleeping with. I was drinking too much. I was like spending a shit ton of money on food and forcing the feelings down with like Wendy's fucking value menu stuff. And whatever, it just sort of kept in that cycle. I moved to Arkansas. That was positive. Mostly it helped me feel a little bit more balanced to have like friends and people that I really liked. And I think I probably should have stayed there perhaps, but I didn't. Got into a relationship that was just a mess from jump. moved back to Texas, got in a relationship that was a mess from the jump, son. That shit was raggedy from the beginning. Stayed there. God damn. And just still was like depressed and toxic and like just couldn't figure it out, man. Couldn't figure any of it out. It's like I would be so hard on myself and I would try to fix all the shit in my life. But hold on, let me take a drink. But I couldn't figure it out. And sometimes I would get sort of in like a good place. And I would feel kind of good. And, but then I would see people that had always known me to be a mess. And I feel like I fell into the trap of like sort of going back to that. Or if I wasn't trying to, I always feel, I always feel, I always feel like the joke or like the punchline or I don't know, you know, and part of that is me for sure. But the other part of it is, well, me again, but allowing people to fucking clown me that are supposed to be on my team. You know, I get the whole like, we're friends. I'm just fucking with you, man. I get that. But I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive. Things hurt my feelings. I have open wounds. And like, I feel like you know that. There's a certain type of closeness that I feel like people should know. Like, but also just like when you're in that, you know, I'm an air sign. I'm airy. I need to move around and like stagnation is not the move for me at all. And, sometimes I felt like, you know, I don't know, like I was just sort of stuck in the same thing and other people were sort of moving on and like doing different things with their lives. And I was kind of just stuck in the like, let's hang out and like talk about the same old shit or talk about our problems, like just so we can manifest more of them. And sometimes I did want to talk about my problems, especially with the people that I was the closest to. And I felt like there were a lot of times where I just got shut down. maybe that's because I'm, you know, I sort of was such a mess for so long that people were like, all right, enough. We can't talk about, you know, but I don't know. I remember calling people. I remember calling people in tears, like just driving, literally like driving in my car, not knowing where I'm going, like hardcore Britney Spears 2007 style, like just just manic and sad and lonely and like calling people and being like, oh, let me call you back, or like, now's not a good time, or like whatever. And then eventually it's just like, okay, well, I was high maintenance, you know, that's on me. I was high maintenance, and some people are not equipped to deal with like my level of emotional needs. But I did feel very much like I had reached out to certain people in times where things were dark. Dude, I remember telling people, I mean, and this is not everyone, but I remember telling specific people, like, in their face or very directly online, like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Like, I don't, I think the end is near. Y'all, I don't want to. I can't. It's everything sucks. I can't work my way out. And like telling people that, and then like not even getting a text the next day or the next week or the next month being like, yo, are you feeling better? And that's not to say that people weren't checking up on me. The ones that I appreciate you. And also, I know that it's not people's full-time job to be checking up on anybody. Like, I get that. I do. I understand that. But it was surprising. So I just got real, real, real introverted. And I spent all of 2017 in school for massage, and I realized I don't want to do massage, but what was cool about it was I realized what I did want to learn about, and I did want to learn about the Tao, and I did want to learn about Qi, and I did want to learn about the chakras, and I did want to learn about the fucking meridians, like all of that. Like I liked learning the science. I liked learning how our bodies worked, and I liked the fact that I took fucking MBLEX and I passed it on the first. Bro, I really thought I was gonna fail that fucking test on the first time. Like, I already had it planned that I was gonna have to pay to retake that goddamn test, and I was so proud that I actually got it. And I think what I needed more than like the license to get to do massage, which I didn't get because I didn't finish all of my clinic hours. That's a whole other story. I'm not even going to get into it. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a massage therapist. I passed the test. I finished the classes. Boom. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not, no one bust me. I'm not like operating illegally. I'm not doing massages, but I think I needed to like meet a new group of people and recognize that some people do like me. Like it does, it's not all, you don't have to always feel like you only have four or five people that really are your friends. You can, you know, I needed to know that I could meet people that would want to be my friend, people who are interesting and different. Not that the people that I was already friends with aren't interesting and different. It's not that, but just that change in hanging out with different people. Was really great for me. And anyways, so I graduated and I moved to Cleburne, and that was a mess from jump. And I'm not gonna even get into it, because the other person that I moved there with, I have like no ill feelings towards them at all. But it was not a good situation. And I just had to go. I just had to go. I mean, I felt like I had acquired like a certain level of self-awareness, and I was on a good path, but I felt like I was in a physical place where I just couldn't grow the way that I needed to. It's, again, nothing against the roommate, Aquarius. It's Aquarius season. But it was just like kind of a mess. And then what ended up happening is we were going to get evicted. So, I mean, without like putting anybody's anything out there, the rent money was not there. And so it's like I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. And I felt like I had I felt like I had just used up all of my, I didn't feel like I had a single person to like ask a favor of. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna live in my car for a minute. I'm gonna live, you know, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna live in my car for a minute and then figure it out, you know? And, I mean, I really had resigned myself to that. Like, I was like, I'm not sleeping on anyone's couch ever again. It's the most, I've never felt shittier about myself than sleeping at my friend's house, just so depressed, so like, I don't even remember some of that time. Like, I think I was so manic and just anxiety driven, and like, I just, it was awful. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to live in my car. Cool. I mean, it sucks, but like, I was also so like broken down at that point. Like, I feel like I just had so much taken away from me, you know, at a certain point, like that I'm just like, all right, cool. Of course. Like, right. All right. Whatever, dude. And, but that didn't end up happening. Because I had met the Libra boy and I was just like completely like completely about him. Love him. You know what I mean? Like, so about it from the very beginning. He was just like so cool to me. He's still so cool to me. Good kisser, good in bed, like good conversation, good aesthetic, like artistic as fuck, creative as fuck, interesting as fuck, and open-minded and into this sort of the same things that I'm into, as far as like all of this spirituality stuff. Like, we out here meditating in this apartment. But I met him and he, I mean, I had known him before. I had known him even before I moved to Cleburne. So it wasn't like, but anyways, and he was just like, well, I'm not going to let you sleep in your car. So I moved in. Had a whole relationship, still have a relationship, different relationship. And there's no need to I'm not even going to recap that whole thing. Maybe we could do that on another one. But had this completely great, amazing, transformative, fucking badass relationship with this dude. And really, since I just sort of had cut myself off from almost everybody, I was able to really work on changing my own bad like habits and behaviors, and doing deep introspective work about why I do the things that I do and why I make the choices that I make, and identifying all of the toxic shit and trying to get it out, trying to change it. And I still have so much, but it's like, it's just amazing to like get all of it out. And I got off Facebook, which was actually super helpful for my vibe, dude. But the problem with getting off of Facebook is that like, you do get cut off from a lot of like, here's why I had to get off of it. Because I was mistaking like people seeing me online for people giving a shit about me in real life. You know what I mean? It's like we spend all this time liking people's statuses or like reading people or like looking at memes. And I love memes. I'm not shitting on memes. Shout out memes, meme culture, meme gang, whatever. But just like, you know, pointlessly liking shit. And then I would get all of this anxiety about, like, if it were someone's birthday, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to write on their wall, you know, like, because if you forget to like write on someone's wall, like on their birthday, like people just get in their feelings about shit that doesn't matter. And I was getting in my feelings about shit that didn't matter, you know, like, and I was getting like lost in these political debates, and I was getting lost in like outrage about, you know, racism at a Walmart in Arkansas or whatever it is. And I'm not saying that those things can be talked about, but for me, it was just like, I was just feeding the beast of like anxiety and anger and unrest, and I needed to zen the fuck out. So I got off of it, and yeah, I love it. I hate Facebook, but it's also like a utility. Like I like the marketplace, and I do like looking, like seeing what people are up to. I think I just hate the expectation of like, if you're on Facebook, here's what I hate. I hate that people don't make plans with people. It's like, they see that you're online and then they text you. And if you don't text back when you're online within like an hour or whatever, or like a day, look, man, sometimes I'm just creeping on the web. I don't want to talk. And I just feel like when you're like all up, it's like people always know like where you are, what you're up to, like everything. Bitch, I'm trying to build a mystique. I'm trying to have some sort of mystery, you know, so that people actually have to get to know me instead of just being able to look at whatever kind of dumbass fucking SpongeBob meme I want to post, you know, like, I don't like the sort of like, you're just online and available at all times sort of culture. And I'm trying to get rid of it. And yes, I'm still on Instagram, and I'm on Instagram all the time. And I'm not going to get off Instagram, but it to me just feels like a whole different vibe on the gram. Honestly, Facebook feels like, I feel like I would just be like enjoying my lunch break or something at work and then get on Facebook and get fucking pissed about something that has nothing to do with me and I can't do anything about, and I should just be eating my Chick-fil-A sandwich. But now all of a sudden, it's like I have to make a poster and like go to a march or something because I'm that hyped up about it. It just wasn't good for me. All right, no more of the Facebook rambles. But let me try and get back on track. I just felt really fucking alone. Really alone. Like I had just been a mess for too long and people were kind of done with it. And then it was like I really started to heal myself. I really started to, because I wasn't concerned with like what people who had known me for years were expecting me to be, I was able to just be who I authentically wanted to be. And I was with somebody physically who, you know, physically, like we were living in the same space, who is very adept and capable of sort of like riding the wave of my emotions, and his energy is very calming. And it was really just me, man. And it was healing. And I've been on this tarot shit. I've been on this alchemy shit. All of this is like, I really mean this. All of this spiritual realm, this whole like woke consciousness, whatever you want to call it, movement, this Age of Aquarius shit, it's all really real. Bless your water. Say good things to yourself. Gas yourself up. Follow the path that you want to go down. And feel the emotions that you feel authentically. It's for me, honestly, I don't really do like the love and light thing. I do believe that love is powerful and I believe in love. I'm a Libra. We're ruled by Venus. I'm out here trying to manifest my best self so I can fall in love with the best possible person for me. I love all that shit, but it's like, I'm doing good with the water. I don't know where I was going, but oh, love and light. I love love is what I was trying to say. And I'm all about the light. But I also believe in duality. I believe in embracing your darker side, your shadow side. I think that if what you're projecting is this, it's okay, I love everyone. And I'm not shitting on people who use the term love and light. Like, do what you want. I think it's, you gotta sort of not cover all of your pain up, all of your wounds up, all of your traumas up with love and light. Because sometimes it's not love. Sometimes it's not love. Sometimes you have to say to certain things, like, or people or situations, like, it's not love with us no more. That's general. I'm not talking about anyone. But sometimes, like, situations and places and things and people and conversations and, like, all that, sometimes that's not for you anymore. So not everything's all love. Just feel what you feel and work it out and let it go. And that's what I'm trying to do. And to be honest with you, I kind of just feel like my relationships with everyone right now, and I really mean everyone, is Like I'm not mad at anyone, and I'm not trying to ignore anyone. I'm giving everyone their space. Cause God damn it, space is healing sometimes. We don't need to but I'm always open for conversation if it's going to be productive. But I really can't let any, I just really can't let anybody, I can't let anybody talk to me crazy. I can't let anybody disrespect me. And yeah, I guess the main thing is I feel like even if someone feels like a situation went left for like one reason or another, and maybe that reason was me, I was really in pain for a long time. And I was really, I really just couldn't go on in my current state. I was like a shell of a person, fam. And I just feel completely differently now. And it has been great, the people that have reached out to me. And I'm surprised at some of the people who haven't. But I respect that, because on a certain level, I feel like there are people who have given me space because they understand that I'm going through some stuff. So I guess after I said I'm not really a love and light person, I just want to say it really is all love for me. I'm not mad at anyone. I really want everyone to be doing well. And I really want everyone to get hip to all this shit. Like, because it's genuinely life-changing. Just figure yourself out, man. We're so complicated. But that's kind of like what's dope and beautiful about everybody. Anyways, that's it. It's been a long, rambly one. Thanks for sticking with me. DM me on Instagram if you have ideas for episodes. And I appreciate you guys listening. This has been incredibly therapeutic. And it's been some stuff that I've wanted to say for a really long time. And part of trying to really be real and artistic and authentic, I have a whole bunch of stuff that I'm working on, but I'm like, you know, I'm very, I have been very scared to like, I don't know, you guys get it. Just release things, say things, do things, move a certain way, because I don't want to get that big, long Facebook message / DM that's like, who do you think you are? All that stuff. Cause I know that's going to unbalance my fucking scales and get me hype. But I really, really, really want to do some dope things this year. And I appreciate you guys listening. And I love you. And I'll catch you on the next one.